Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome to Tuesday edition, The Drive, right here, KFH Radio. It's Bob Lutz. It's Jeff Lutz. It's Max Power. It's Andrew Hamling. We're the crew that's going to bring this show to you for the next 2 hours. The number is 869-1240. That's the Tad's Locker Room Hotline. We have Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com at 4:45 today. Kansas State with an intriguing game on the road to open Big 12 play at West Virginia on Saturday. We'll have Jeff's game coming up at 5:25 today. And then just
probably.
And then just a lot of stuff to banter about, as we normally do. What do you mean, probably?
I got one. Calm down.
Why do you do that?
Because it bothers you, and I don't know why your buttons are so easy to push, but they are.
Well, but why even go to probably? This is Tuesday's staple now.
Yeah, I know, but these are hard to come up with. I can't just...
It's one a week.
It's hard.
It's hard to come up with a show every day.
Not really.
Yours truly does it.
No, it's okay. Much easier to come up with a show than a
okay.
game.
Okay, in the month of October, you got every show.
Okay, sounds good. I get to be there?
No, I'll handle it.
No.
This place there would be a revolt in Wichita if I turn this hosting situation over to you.
I could easily do it. I did it forever with Jamin Anderson. I've done it here with Jason Duda, with Jamin, with others.
Okay, I've got 10 fingers. I probably would need 6 of them to get to your listenership for the Saturday show.
And we still did it, and it was a good show.
Come on. Was it?
Yeah, the people, the diehards, the people who liked it are the people I want liking my show. You didn't have just some bumbling morons coming in and say they liked my show. The people who, we played to an intellectual type of crowd. Our humor was sophisticated. Our knowledge was sophisticated. Our conversations.
Yeah, let's go in the paper certainly. And find a lopsided high school score and talk about it for 20 minutes.
That was hilarious. Those were great segments. That was
well,
called
your
football.
Definition of hilarious is a little bit different than mine. Before we get rolling, I did want to mention that we are filling up our League 42 golf tournament coming up Friday, October 12th, Crestview Country Club. I want to see a lot of our listeners out playing in this thing. You can't find a better deal. You're playing the North Course at Crestview, the home of the Wichita Open, and we're charging you $500 per team. That's $125 per person. You get pizza before the tournament. You get a full meal from Lou Lopez after the tournament. You get beverages on the course. You get potential prizes.
Well, it's an amazing deal.
You get a grab bag of merchandise before you even start. I mean,
well, how are you even making money off of this?
I don't
certainly
know.
You've used all
I
of
honestly
it.
Don't know. Mike, the committee that's running this thing, they may have lost money. I don't know. I trust them.
Well, they seem to be doing a pretty good job, at least by giving out stuff.
Go to league42.org, click on the button at the top of the page, 2018 golf tournament. It'll take you right where you need to be to register. I'd like to see 3 or 4 teams by the end of the day, just from this from listeners to this show. Didn't you say your old boss out at Wilbur's going to play?
Well, he said he would, but he asked you to pay for the entry fee. And I don't know where that stands.
What does that even mean?
I hope Mr.
He wants to play for free?
I don't know. I hope he calls again today to clarify, Mr. J.
I asked for ringers to be on my team. I'll take any 3 of you who want to play on my team.
Have you put together a team yet?
Not yet. That's what I said. I'll take any 3 of you that want to play with me.
Well, I'll get some people from my current place of employment. There are some good golfers out there. You know, they close deals on the golf course. I'll put it out there to my people.
Why don't
people.
You get a team or two out of your place?
I'll ask.
Don't ask,
I don't know
tell.
If I don't know if I have that kind of stroke to just say, hey, we're going to play golf.
Well, I don't think, are you, would you be involved?
I have to be there, don't I? No, I'm not going.
I don't know.
Don't I have to host the show that day anyway?
Yes, you do have to host the show. But I would love to get some people from your place to play.
I'll ask. I'll figure this out this week.
869-1240.
I'll at least check back in on it because I have asked.
If you're interested, you can email me, bob@kfhradio.com. Let's go. Let's fill this baby up.
How many slots available?
We got about 12 slots available, 12 teams. We can do that today, can't we?
I would think. That's a cinch.
Why not? It's the best deal out there.
Where do they go to sign up?
League42.org. Click the button at the top, League 42 Golf Tournament. It'll take you. Guess who entered today? Mark Standiford and his crew.
Nice.
Mike Drumright's got a team in it.
Of course.
With Nate Robertson. And this is kind of the tournament.
It's a lot of
Lynn
luminaries.
Lynn Marshall's playing in this tournament.
With?
Some of her crew.
No Greg yet?
He's right in the middle of basketball, okay?
Yeah. Let's go. The guy could step away for a cause as worthy as League 42.
What?
I said he could step away for a good cause. And that's not during the season.
They're practicing.
Oh, everybody practices. You have your assistants run it.
All right, I've been looking at the affiliation situation now that Wichita is going to have a AAA team in 2020, and I'm just beside myself with excitement. Is that okay?
Yes.
So let me ask you this. There's been some movement that involves the Pacific Coast League. The Mets franchise is going. They're leaving Las Vegas. Name of a movie, by the way. They're going to Syracuse. Makes some sense.
Weren't
right?
they in New York before?
Oh, they were in Binghamton and
Buffalo,
Double A.
Right?
I don't know if they were in Buffalo.
They've been in Buffalo recently.
Maybe I don't think the Mets have been in Buffalo.
Check it. I guarantee it.
I don't think they have.
I bet my life on it.
You're wrong.
I'm not wrong.
Nashville is going to get the Texas Rangers AAA affiliate. Las Vegas is getting the Oakland A's to replace the Mets. San Antonio, with Colorado Springs now no longer a AAA franchise, they're getting the Milwaukee Brewers, which are coming over from Colorado Springs.
Makes sense.
And Houston is taking on, is going to Round Rock, leaving Fresno for Round Rock. That leaves Fresno without an affiliate, but they're working on it. The Giants are currently in Sacramento. I'm not sure where that situation is. But here's how it looks for next year, and I would presume there'll be other changes coming next year. Although agreements are usually run out every 2 years in the even years. For instance, the Marlins have an agreement with New Orleans that runs through the 2020 season. We all presume that will be extended through at least 2022. But here's what it looks like, and I got a question for you. Here's how the divisions could stack up. You've got Oklahoma City, Omaha, Iowa in one of the divisions. The fourth team in that division this year was Colorado Springs. I would expect Wichita to slot in there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, eventually. And I wonder who it'd be this year, though. What if that's a better geographical fit this year?
New Orleans would probably, I don't know. That's a good question, and it's one that intrigues me. Because in another division, you could have Memphis, Nashville, Round Rock, and San Antonio. Now, currently, that's the division that New Orleans plays in. That division would make geographical sense for 2020, right?
Yes.
We'd much prefer Wichita to be in with OKC, Omaha, and Iowa than we would with
the Texas franchise.
Than we would with Memphis, Nashville, and Round Rock, right?
Correct. Yes, absolutely. And you want those natural rivalries. You want Oklahoma City in your division. That's a rivalry with, like, Tulsa, which is a double-A franchise. But those are the cities that Wichita has always had a natural sports rivalry with.
Yeah, and right now Oklahoma City is the triple-A franchise of the Dodgers, which is – that's one of the plums, right?
Of course.
You're associated
and the Cubs,
with the Dodgers.
And the Royals.
Omaha has the Royals. Iowa has the Cubs.
So it's perfect.
That would be ideal. Is Wichita just stepping into a – are they just charmed right now?
What do you mean?
Because it couldn't work out any better.
Well, yeah, I would assume that's probably going
to
be their
division.
Your
fan base wants to see the Royals farmhands, right?
Yes.
You're going to see them a ton if Wichita's in the same division with Omaha. A lot of Cubs fans in town, right?
Yes. Everywhere.
Misguided, but Cubs fans nonetheless. And the Dodgers are one of the storied franchises.
And it's in Oklahoma City. That's a team that Wichita will be interested in seeing anyway.
Your travel situation's not bad there. You'd only make, I think, 4 trips west in a season. Fortunately, I think you'd play Memphis, which I want to see. Are you kidding me? I want to see Memphis. I think you'd play them 2 series, a home and road, from what I've been able to discern. So it could set up very well for Wichita.
It seems to be. I thought you made a good point the other day on Twitter when you mentioned Wichita State moving to the American and now Wichita getting a Triple-A franchise. It really is good. It's a good time to be a sports fan here in Wichita.
Well, it's an ego boost, right?
Yeah, it feels good.
I mean,
rather than belong somebody.
And listen, nothing – this isn't a negative comment, so don't take it that way. Nothing against the Missouri Valley Conference and the American Association Independent League Baseball. They have a place in the world. But when you stepped up then to the American Athletic Conference for Wichita State and the Pacific Coast League for the Wichita Weasels or whatever they're going to be called.
Rockhoppers.
Then you've made some real step forward, in my opinion.
Won't we, before you take this call, won't we just end up with the Rockhoppers? Won't we kind of get
tired?
You
know, Rockhoppers has no chance.
It has a chance.
I'm just going to tell you that right now.
It's catching on.
I'm going to let you down softly.
It's catching on.
No chance.
It's better than any other name.
Bill, you're up first on the drive. How are you?
I'm good. You know, I mean, right now, Wichita's got a lot of really cool things happening. And I think I've lived here all my life, and I've never been more excited about things that are going on in the city. I think it's really cool. You guys were talking about the Royals, an Omaha team, visiting Wichita quite a bit. I mean, I would almost think that there would be more Royals fans there to see Omaha play than the actual Wichita farm team for
Well, the hope would be, yes, and I think you bring up a good point, but the hope would be that this community, at least the baseball people in the community, become invested in these players that will wear a Wichita uniform. I mean, Wichita
sure,
has a
right,
long
right.
history of minor league baseball. Back in the day when the Arrows were involved and when the double-A team was affiliated with the Padres, the Royals farm teams came through here often. So it's not going to be a new experience, but yeah, you make a good point. It's going to be good for Royals fans to go see their Triple-A players.
Right, and I had a question, and the mayor may have spoke about it. Were they going to buy up the church property and raise that and do some development over where the church is?
I don't want to speak out of school, but I believe that is the plan.
Wow, that's, like I said, man, this is really cool. A lot of cool things happen.
How old are you, Bill?
I'm 49.
Well, you have some years to enjoy it. I'll be in the home by the time all this gets rolling.
Oh, it's a year and a
Thanks,
half
Bill.
Away.
Let me
You will be in the home probably.
Let me use my Rickles
at 65.
Humor, please.
Did he?
You think somebody interrupted
funny,
Rickles?
Though? Wasn't he funny though?
Do you think somebody interrupted Rickles?
No, because
did
he
you
was
hear Bill
funny.
Laugh?
He didn't, and he used
was,
that. Used
here's
that
what
whole
Bill
line.
Did. He laughed so hard he had to put his hand over the phone.
There was a familiarity, a charm to Don Rickles that you just are missing.
Why are you so against me?
I'm not.
It showed up
it
yesterday in the last segment
no,
where
didn't.
You basically said I'm a bad father.
No, I didn't.
You don't think I'm funny. What redeeming quality do I have?
You're funny, sort of.
You just said I wasn't.
No, you just don't have the charm and the presence that a Don Rickles has. But you should be honored that we're even comparing you to Don Rickles.
Here's Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Hey, I was thinking about a cool name for the Wichita team being the Bombers. What do you think?
West Urban.
Yeah, it sounds... Listen, we had the Boeing Bombers back in the 50s. We've kind of been there and done that. So I'm going to say no, Nick.
Oh, well, thanks, though. Okay.
Sorry. I mean, thumbs down. Not that it's a bad nickname.
It's pretty bad.
The Boeing Bombers, it worked very well, right?
That was a long time ago.
We were building B-52s. We were just coming off World War II. That had a special ring to it, the Boeing Bombers. And they were one of the legendary teams in NBC history. But at this day in this day and age, I just don't think it works.
You're not going to have a team called the Bombers. You're not going to have a name with gun in the title. You can just get rid of those right now. It's not going to happen. Gunslingers.
Who are you?
While it sounds cool, it's just not going to happen.
And we're going to have Rockhoppers.
Rockhoppers is a cool name.
It
incorporates the river, the zoo, and baseball. Boom.
Rock?
Yeah, the baseball is the rock.
What's a hopper?
A grounder to second.
Where's the river then?
Two hopper.
Where's the river?
You skip rocks. You hop them.
It's not happening.
It's so good.
It's not even, it's such a hick name.
It's not a hick name.
When you describe it, it gets hickier.
No, when I describe it, it's like, oh, okay, that makes sense. Three.
I don't know of anybody who wants rock hoppers.
Three charms of Wichita. Three signature.
I'm not sure we've heard the name of this team.
Well, are we doing this again?
No, I don't
want
to do this.
I'm more than willing, but
I don't want to do this. I just wanted to, as I'm going to be prone to do, because as much as I thought it was tremendous for Wichita State to go to the American Athletic Conference, this move to the PCL is unbelievable.
It's just as good.
It's a huge part of Wichita sports history. And I hate to say this, but way to go, Mayor. I mean, he was persistent with this and others who supported him. He was persistent with it.
He didn't take no for an answer. He kept fighting. He did a wonderful job.
I wasn't sure Wichita would ever get another crack at affiliated baseball. Then I get people telling me, well, it's going to be a Class A team. We got to start thinking more highly of ourselves.
Well, it's a triple A. We're not really a triple A type of city.
Yes, we are. What do you mean we're not?
Look at the triple A franchises. You're talking about cities that are bigger, more populous than us, faster growing.
But this is how you become a triple A city.
It's a little bit of a leap, though.
So what?
I hope it works. I'm sure it will.
It's going to work. Oh, here we go on team names. Apparently, we're Team Name Central.
That's our show.
Jeff, hello.
Okay.
Here's what we're going to do. You're going to give me the name, and and Jeff and I are immediately going to say yay or nay, and that's going to be the end of it. Jeff?
Gotcha. Okay, how about a tie-in with your deal and calling them the 42s?
Well, you're not going to get me to say nay to that, but I don't.
Yeah, there's no real tie-in to the history of Wichita and what happened in 19 or 1842.
He's talking about Jackie
Robinson. I understand that, but that's not a Wichita tie-in.
Well, League 42.
I get it.
Boy, the insults just keep coming from you.
There's no Jackie Robinson has no connection to Wichita.
I couldn't do anything right.
Please.
Derek, hello.
Hello.
What's your team name? And we're going to yay or nay it quickly.
Shock Rockers.
Nay.
That's
nay.
Horrible.
Terrible. Sean. Nay. Oh, you haven't said it yet. Go. Sean, are you there?
Yeah, go ahead. Just make it Aviators and end of the discussion, gentlemen.
That might be it, but I don't like it. Thanks, Sean.
I don't either. We've
done
aviation.
Listen, thank you to everyone who builds airplanes and airplane parts and has made Wichita the air capital. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But it's time to turn the page and think more progressively about a name that's not necessarily associated with the aviation in this community. I love you. Again.
And especially on the nose like that, aviators.
I love you.
At least Wingnuts took it and made something creative out of it.
Doug, you're on the show.
Yeah, I got a name for you. About the Wichita Doc. As in, you know, Doc, the bomber.
Nay.
No. Wichita Doc?
I don't even get it.
I
Docs.
Don't get it.
I believe that if we're going to do something here, it has to be something agricultural or something that plays to the Western heritage of Wichita. And I'm not even going to pretend like I got the right name. I think this is the hardest thing ever. We can't figure it out.
There does need to be a committee, and I need to be on it. And
no.
I'll listen to all the ideas.
You would be the worst. You can't.
Yeah,
you would never tell anybody they have a better name.
Otherwise, it's going to be just a bunch of 75-year-olds. Bucky Walters is on the committee again.
Why are you attacking Bucky Walters?
Because they want me to name names on this show.
Who does?
I don't know. I just feel like if you name names.
Sean's next. Hello, Sean.
How about the Wichita Whitetails?
Nay. Sorry. I mean, do we want to name it after a deer? No. I mean, the Whitetails. Could you be any more pansy-esque taking the field?
Welcome to the
field, the Wichita Whitetails.
I get you.
Let's take a break, Max. Stay on the line. 869-1240. Again, Tim Fitzgerald from PowerCatIllustrated.com at 4:45. We'll have a game at 5:25. We got our final pie poll on Twitter. The four finalists.
Pizza pie.
The four finalists. Big stuff. Back in a moment.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.